From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Two huge shows in New York City have contemporary art lovers scrambling to figure out what this year's version of the next big thing will be. The Whitney Biennial Exhibition, which continues through May, is showing 297 works from across the country selected by three young curators. And the four-day Armory Show, which ended Monday, was even bigger, hundreds of dealers showing thousands of artworks. David Darcy reports on what's being called a very hot market.
The Whitney Museum is jam-packed with new art. A dozen sculptures that can't fit in the galleries are in Central Park. This sound installation was in the basement men's room. To get from floor to floor, you have to walk through Somewhere Harmony, Julianne Schwartz's sound sculpture made from strands of a familiar song and four stories of audio cable running through clear plastic tubes hung in the stairwell.
So it goes into the computer as a digital signal, and then it comes out as an analog signal and goes through these wires, 80 feet of wire, and then it gets transferred to air, which is how you hear it. And then in the air, it goes down the tubes. It's about 400 feet of tubing that go from this floor to the bottom floor of the stairwell.
The Whitney Biennial is larger than ever, presenting work by more than 100 artists. It's a reflection of a strong art market fueled by strong demand, some of it coming from the Whitney itself. According to director Adam Weinberg, curators commissioned more than a quarter of the works, and thanks to collectors on its board, the Whitney will acquire many of them.
Our budget for acquisitions is relatively modest. I think the one great thing is that we get tremendous support from collectors, trustees, and others because they recognize that we've done a lot of work in putting together the biennial and selecting these artists so carefully, and in some cases, selecting works by younger and lesser-known artists, that they feel very committed to helping us acquire these works early on.
Weinberg wouldn't identify specific works or their prices, but collectors determined to buy could do that at the Armory Show, New York's largest contemporary art fair. On two piers that extend into the Hudson River, almost 200 dealers had thousands of works for sale. Kenny Schachter was selling a motorcycle carved out of wood for $25,000. You can buy a real motorcycle for less.
This is safer.
And it's on reserve for a private collector. Schachter's booth, which had other sculptures and paintings on view, was framed by a structure of curved white plastic rods designed by the conceptual artist turned architect Vito Acconci. Schachter says he wanted to give selling a more conceptual approach.
These art fairs are like a bazaar. There's so much about commerce and putting up big artworks, selling them, and for how much. And so this is really nothing more than simply a display system to try to make the work in a more adventurous context.
Okay, now, is this display system for sale?
Everything is for sale, more or less.
Okay, how much is this display system?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I'm just joking, but $50,000?
And Schachter says none of the events that shook the world over the last 3 years have slowed demand for the contemporary art he sells.
I can only say that it's gotten stronger and stronger gradually over time, and there really hasn't been any market setback more than 10 to 15% here or there. But I mean, since 9/11, I haven't seen any noticeable impact. Since the war in Iraq, I haven't really seen any influence in how they relate to artworks.
Dealers argue that this fair is more current than the Whitney Biennial, which borrowed many paintings and other works that collectors already owned. On pier number 92, dealer Henry Urbach was showing Crimson Wave, a hanging sculpture by Evie Day, who had her own Whitney show last year.
You might remember Evie's installation of thongs flying in military squadrons. This is from a new body of work where she's used thongs and resin and fiberglass to create these sort of strange mutant creatures that are almost like pelvises that have sprung out of the body and gone off to fly in some other universe of sexual politics. This is $12,500.
Urbach and other dealers say they can't explain the market's strength. They say part of the interest in the Armory Show and the Whitney Biennial comes from European and British buyers who have strong currencies. Leah Fried of Lombard Fried Fine Arts adds that art right now is a reasonably good investment.
Both in terms of real estate and art these days, you know, it's better than having 1% at a bank at this point. I keep telling my husband that. You know, art is something that you can live with. If you know a little bit, you can buy young artists, you know, starting at $500 that in a year or two will be worth a couple thousand. It's a game that you can learn pretty quickly and know what you're doing. I mean, I wouldn't have any ideas about what stock to buy, but I think collectors who started collecting 2 years ago and have been to art fairs and have been around to galleries certainly know which artists are going to be important. And it's cheap enough to, I think, you know, buy and, you know, if you like it for a year or two, you're okay.
In spite of million-dollar auction prices that grab media attention, the cost of buying art at a fair like this runs from six figures down to three figures, prices which attract new collectors. And those prices enable seasoned collectors to engage in a practice called spray and pray, buying in bulk and hoping that some of the works will increase in value. One of the oldest artists at the Armory Show was Vito Acconci. As he watched buyers rushing around, he thought back 30 years to a time when he and his peers made art with and on their own bodies. They thought they could bring down the art market.
Because the stuff we were doing was done with our own person, there wasn't really anything to buy. Maybe people couldn't buy the kind of stuff that we were actually doing, but they could buy documentation of stuff. We put gallerists in a more powerful position than they ever were in before. A collector could come in and a gallery dealer could say, look, you see this? I know you can hardly see it, but this is really worth something. So gallery dealers became the judge of art, the arbiter of art. So in some ways, you know, if my generation really did try to destroy the gallery system, we were total failures. The system was much bigger than we were.
The competition at the Armory Show was so intense that some collectors pretended to be journalists to get in a few hours early and get a jump on the competition, says Leah Fried. She says the only thing that's going to hurt this market now is a failure to supply it.
I think the artists are burning out. I think, you know, they're not able or don't want to, for good reason, to keep churning out work. You know, it's exhausting, I think, even for dealers to have to discover new artists to replace the artists who are hot, who obviously can't produce the number of pieces that, you know, we need in order to meet the demand.
And museums are cashing in on a demand that's not limited to contemporary art. Late last week, the Museum of Modern Art in New York, which hosted the opening of the Armory Show for major donors, announced that it's selling 9 paintings from its collection at Christie's Auction House in May so it can buy new works. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.